day. I'd like to see him open up the Golden Gate. I want to walk along there with the Lord. I want to be on hand for my reward. I want to hear the angels sing a chord when he opens up the Golden Gate. Now have you read the Bible where the scripture says that the earth will open and the sky will blaze? All the evil people will go down in fire, and the righteous one will join the angels' choir with Gabriel's band. I've got a date. I'd like to see him open up the Golden Gate. I want to walk along there with the Lord. I want to be on hand for my reward. I want to hear the angels sing a chord when he opens up the Golden Gate.
Everyone, I'm Gail Gavin from Queen, Quebec, the Ottawa Valley Hall of Fame, and you're listening to The Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock every Sunday. Keep listening, you'll love it.
In my Renfrew County home where I was born.
Yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on The Way Back with Johnny Show, coming to you free of the Woodlock Ranch and Studios. In studios located in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of St. Lawrence Seaway, where this is recorded weekly. I would also like to remind y'all that we can also be heard over historic CFRC 119 FM in the heart of downtown Kingston, the Limestone City of Canada. We can also be heard via our home on the internet at www.oshawarocks.com from the heart of Durham County and also the greater Toronto area, as well as sharing with y'all that we can also be found week long at and on demand at YouTube at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube. With that all shared, I would like to welcome y'all back into the third and final hour here this morning and do a double feature of none other than the Dean of the Grand Ole Opry, as he was often known as, Grant Turner, who sadly passed away 34 years ago today in 1991 following his last appearance at the Grand Ole Opry. With that, I would like to remember Grant this morning with his version of Lester Flatt's old song called Father's Table Grace. Then we'll follow with a song called The Old North Star. Now, these two are also going out in loving memory of my late father, Papa Willie B. With that, I would like to welcome you on and say good morning to all my listeners.
As we sit at the table, our family's heads bowed low, my thoughts return to childhood and the finest man I know. He didn't speak good English, he was just a simple man, but when he talked to the Lord, even a little child could understand. I was young and restless, and the thoughts still come to me when I told my dad I felt that I was old enough to leave. He just sat there at the table and a look came on his face. And with tear-dimmed eyes, he never spoke another word till he said the table grace. He said, "Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're all gathered here today to give our thanks for blessings. So humble we pray. My oldest son is leaving, but I'm sure he knows what's best. But just in case, would you stay close and help him stand the test? Lord, he's awful neglectful about church on Sunday morning. And if he gets with the wrong crowd, would you let him hold your arm? And if he flies too high, would you clip his wings? But don't let him fall too hard. I'm sure, Lord, you can handle things. I've tried my best from day to day to teach him right from wrong. And he's grown to be a fine young man. And he's always blessed our home. We pray thee, Lord, for guidance that he won't build upon the sand. But we won't worry half as much if we know he's in your hands. And oh yes, Lord, it won't be long till I'll be coming home. Please don't make me wait too long. We pray thee, Lord, for guidance. Please cleanse us from our sins so we can all be together in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. The table was silent as tears streamed down my face. And from that day on, I based my life on Father's table grace.
If you've strayed from the fold, forgotten your goal, and it seems that you've strayed too far, though your future looks black, you're bound to make it back if you follow the old star.
I often sit and think about the days when I was a boy. And don't you know my old heart beats faster? It's so full of love and joy. I still recall those hounds we had. Let's see, there was Sam and Jake and Rick. Why, sure, I still remember them well, though they've been a long time dead. I still recall those cold winter nights and that great big harvest moon. We'd cross over old Black Mountain and chase ourselves a coon. We'd build a fire, we'd sit around, and Paul would play his old guitar. And then he'd say, boys,
follow the old North Star.
I recall one certain night, it was midnight or somewhere past, and in the west a storm was brewing up, and boy, it came up mighty fast. And it seemed the Lord spoke to us in a thunderous, mighty jar. And he said, boys,
follow the old North Star.
If you stray from the fold, forgotten your goal, and it seems that you stray. If you follow the old North Star, follow the old North Star.
Now, friends, I would like to pay tribute to the East Coast of Canada here this morning as we take our weekly trip down east into the good old Maritimes. With that mention, I'd like to pay tribute to a collection of songs all done by the Otto Valley Legends, and these are songs all about the East Coast of Canada. First, we'll hear Bob King again in his classic called Anne from Newfoundland. We'll then follow with Mac Beattie and a song he recorded many years ago called The Good Old Maritimes, and we'll send us into the next segment with none other than Miss Gail Gavin once again in her version of Sonny's Dream. With that, I would like to say hello to all of our listeners on the East Coast, and also a great Sunday morning to my good friends Peter and Myrna Trenholm. So welcome and friends.
When the boss said take vacation, I went down to Newfoundland. I thought I'd hunt the big bone moose and join the fishermen. I'd taken all the scenery, but little did I know, the minute that I stepped ashore, well, lo and behold, she was prettier than any cutie that I'd ever seen. I knew right there I'd make her mine, this little island queen. The heck with all the fishing and the hunting that I'd planned, for it wasn't long till I fell in love with Anne from Newfoundland. For I never did go back to all the fast paced living on the mainland money track. For I love that little outport and our home beside the sea, and a
especially Anne from Newfoundland. She's all the world to me. She was prettier than any cutie that I'd ever seen. I knew right there I'd make her mine, this little island queen. For to me I found a paradise, I'm a mighty happy man, with the prettiest girl in all the world, my Anne from Newfoundland.
Travel far and wide, I've been in many lands, in many places to reside, and I've shook many hands. I've been about, and I've found out that all the other climes can't beat the friendly folks you meet from the good old Maritimes. So come right in, pull up a chair, you're welcome as can be, and here's a bet you won't forget their hospitality. They'll get guitars and fiddles out and make you dance and dine. Hospitality. The Nova Scotia fishermen, Cape Bretoners from the mines. You just can't beat the folks you meet from the good old Maritimes. So come right in, pull up a chair, you're welcome as can be. And here's a bet you won't forget their hospitality. They'll get guitars and fiddles out and make you dance and dine. You just can't beat the folks you meet in the good old land you can describe in song. Just visit and you understand and marvel all day long. The hills, the valleys and the trees, the winding coastal lines. You just can't beat the beauty of the good old Maritimes. So come right in, pull up a chair, you're welcome as can be. And here's a bet you won't forget their hospitality. They'll get guitars and fiddles out and make you dance and dine. You just can't beat in the good old Maritimes. You just can't beat the folks you meet in the good old Maritimes.
Sunny lives on the farm, in a wide open space, where you can take off your sneakers and give up your legs. You can lay down your bed by a sweet
I'm
They're just stories he's read. They're just stars in his eyes. They're just dreams in his head. But he's hungry inside for that wild world outside. But I know I can't hold him, though I've tried and I've tried and I've tried. Sonny, don't go away. I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor and he never comes home. And the nights are so long and the sun goes on and I'm feeling so tired. I'm not all that strong. Oh.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Hi friends, it's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Now, friends, I'd like to pay tribute to the interview guests we've been paying tribute to today. That, of course, is none other than our beloved queen of the Ottawa Valley Entertainers, Miss Gail Gavin. With that mentioned, I have a collection of songs recorded by Gail. First, we'll hear from an old-time classic called Saturday Night Up the Gatineau. Then we'll follow with one of her most beautiful songs that she ever recorded. And I believe Mac Beattie also wrote this, called The Blue Laurentians. And then we'll wrap up with what I believe is one of Gail's own songs called How Sweet It Is. With that, I'd like to say good morning to everybody out there in the Ottawa Valley. Welcome in, friends, and good day to the Valley List.
Two more couples over here. Are we all set to go? Well, it's Saturday night up the Gatineau.
Hey, shall we throw away that saw? Your old gum boots and your Mackinac, grab your dancing shoes, and away we go. Saturday night up the Gatineau.
Saturday night up the Gatineau.
Saturday night up the Gatineau is the best big town that you ever saw. They all head down to Wakefield town. Saturday night for the big hoedown.
Saturday night for the big hoedown.
Old town fiddles there to jazz you. Pretty girls from Cashbash. You'll swing that girl from Baltimore. Tamarack her down on the hardwood floor. Hey, hey, shall we throw away that axe? You and the rest of the lumberjacks grab your dancing shoes and away we go. Saturday night out the Gatineau.
Saturday night out the Gatineau.
Hey, Marie, come along with me. This is your Baptiste and a mother's free pass. A powder puff on your face, so-so. Saturday night out the Gatineau.
Saturday night
out
the Gatineau.
We'll have a song with a supper break on a friend Paul Booth from Modern Lake, all of Buckingham. We'll shake the shoe and the Daily Boys, they will be there too.
And the Daily Boys, they will be there too.
Meet the gang from Maniwaki, all the boys from Pickenock. Hey, look at Joe Baez is here. And Howard Hayes and Fred St. Cyr. Hey, hey, Shanoe, you're my bon ami. So come on, my boy, have a dance with me. There'll be lots of fun like you never saw. Saturday night, I forget to know.
Saturday night, I forget to know. Old time fiddles, they're jazzy. Pretty girls from Cashbash. Let's swing that girl from Baltimore.
Tamarack her down on the hardwood floor. Hey, hey, shall we throw away that saw? Your old gum boots and your Mackinac. Grab your dancing shoes and away we go. Saturday night up the Gatineau.
Saturday night up the Gatineau.
Chapel to the shores of a light to shame and a cross through Fitzroy fields of gray. Of the mighty Madawaska down some Calabogie Lane, how I long to be back home again.
Everyone, I'm Gail Gavin from Queen Quebec, the Ottawa Valley Hall of Fame, and you're listening to The Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock every Sunday. Keep listening, you'll love it.
In my Renfrew County home where I was born.
Now, once again, friends, I would like to welcome our very special guest of honor onto our program this morning, and that, of course, is our beloved guest of honor and our beloved queen of the Ottawa Valley Entertainers. With that, it is a true honor to welcome back Miss Gail Gavin to our show this morning to share some memories and stories about Mac Beatty. With that all said, following this first half of this two-part interview now, we're going to pay tribute to a song she wrote about her dad called I Miss My Daddy, and then we'll follow with tomorrow the great interview and come back with a song that she and I talk about that Mac Beatty wrote titled The Train Wreck at Elmont. With that, here now is our beloved queen of the Ottawa Valley, Miss Gail Gavin, once again. So I'm going to pull on the heartstrings a bit, but you did a song called I Miss My Dad. Would you share with us some of the history about that song?
Okay. My dad died on Holy Thursday, 1989. It was March 23rd.
Okay.
And I was the last person to speak with him. I was coming home for Easter the next day. But that night, I was singing in Elmont at the Elmont Hotel with Davy Drummond. I called him to... I called Dad about 5 to 5 to say I'd be home tomorrow for Easter. And when he hung up, the phone was like clinging and clanging. It was the old dial black phone that you... put the
old rotaries.
Yeah, the old rotary, exactly. Put the receiver back on and it clinged and clacked. And then Mom was still on the line. And I said, Mom, what's wrong with Dad? She said, well, I don't know. He's been up and downstairs all day. He put in a new shower stall for me.
Yeah.
I said, oh, that's nice. I said, well, I'll see you tomorrow. So anyway, hung up. And then I found out he died when he was hanging up the phone.
Oh, wow.
Because she went downstairs to see him. And he was dead.
So it was like him saying goodbye to him, more or less.
Yes. And because he said, when are you coming home? I said, tomorrow, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And where are you now? I said, I'm in Elmont. Okay. And, you know, that was that. That was the end of it. But so he had a massive heart attack. And my mom said he always wanted to die with his boots on, which I guess back in the day meant, you don't take a long 2 years
to
die with cancer. You just drop dead and you're dead. But you know, you're still working
as
hard.
My grandmother used to say, sleeping or whatever.
So it's easy on them, really. You know, people said to me at the time, oh, it's a good way to go.
Yes.
No, it's not. I just lost my daddy. You can't say that.
Yes,
now I get it. Well, you know, when you
Now years later, we understand, but yes, it's not easy at the time for sure.
No. Yeah. You see people lingering for 2-3 years with the painful diseases that they have. But anyway, so then I went for a Skidoo ride the following year, and I was on my way to Wolf Lake on the back of a Skidoo, and I was missing Dad, and I was looking up at the stars, and it was a beautiful, cold, clear evening, though, one of those winter nights, and we were in the Skidoo trail, and it was a canopy of trees with snow, and the sky was clear as a whistle, and stars were everywhere, and I just looked up, and I felt my dad with me, so I rode it right that night on the back of the Skidoo, and then I was driving to Ottawa not long later, and I had a pile of cassettes in the car, a bag of cassettes when we had cassette players, and I found this cassette with nothing on it. So I said, what's that? So I put in the cassette and here, oh my God almighty, it was my dad singing to me saying, no, Gail, here's some songs I think you should learn.
Yes.
And I heard his voice. I had to pull over.
I'd imagine you would. Yes.
I said, what is this? He had a whole pile of songs that he recorded for me that I should learn.
I see.
So yeah, and I'd never heard the cassette before, Johnny. So anyway, I listened to that, and then I said, okay, I'm going to record this little song for Dad. And I called up my friend Brad Summerfield and recorded it for me, and that's what that came about.
Yeah. And it's been a favorite of us fans ever since.
Oh, all that's so good to hear.
Yeah.
I just re-recorded it in Nashville last year.
That's what
year.
I understand. Yes, yes. As well as some other music as well.
Yeah, I did a couple more in Nashville with a producer friend who is, he is actually on tour with Lori Morgan right now.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he asked me if I had, I said, you know, I've written some of these songs and I've never recorded them. And I said, I have a song about my dad that I just kind of like to re-record to see what, how you might update it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what we did. We didn't change too much, but took a couple of verses out because it was kind of long.
Yes, it was. It was about 6 minutes originally.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And you got it back to 4 or 3.5. Yes, for sure.
Well, you, yes. You as the DJ, Johnny, you would know that kind of thing more than
yes, me. Yes, yes. Well, we played it a lot in 2023 when I lost my own father. So, yes, for sure.
Oh, yes, God bless you.
And thank you for doing it at Spencerville for me as well. Yes.
Well, as soon as I saw you, I thought, I've got to do that song.
Oh, I appreciate
and, you know,
that.
Yeah. And it's a song that I sometimes don't put on my set list because it's kind of sad. And
yes, it is. And brings down the crowds. I understand that. Yes.
Yeah. But when I first started singing it at fairs, just to try it out, people would come up to me after and they'd be crying and bawling and going, where's that song? I need that song because I just lost my dad. And you know, I still, you know, they'd buy a cassette. Yeah. Buy a set or a CD, and I realized it did reach a lot of people because we all feel that loss when we lose our dad.
Yes, for sure.
It kills me inside as I head down the road to know he won't be there when I get home. The bear hug he give me as I walk in the door is just a warm memory, 'cause he ain't there no more. He loved a good shot of whiskey and to belt out a song. I learned so much from him, some right and some wrong. He loved friends and good times, it makes me glad when someone says, hey kid, you're just like your dad. I miss my daddy, what can I say? He was my buddy, we'd sing every day. The stories he told, he wasn't perfect, but neither are we. One thing I do know is he tried his best to care for his family and help all the rest. Sometimes when I stare at the stars in the sky, I swear I can see with a spark in its eye. And if I listen closely, I'll hear him say, give life your best shot and be proud of your name. I miss my daddy, what can I say? He was my buddy, we chatted every day. The stories he told me I'll never replace. I can't wait to see him again face to face. The stories he told me I'll never replace. I can't wait to see him again face to face.
So in closing today, you were mentioning a song about the train wreck at Elmont.
Yeah.
What is the history, or do you know much about the history of that?
Well, I just know that Mac was so good at writing songs, but about keeping the history intact of things that happened all over the place.
Because he also did one about the fire at Lanark as well, I believe.
Yes.
Yes.
And but this it was a map of train wreck in Elmont, mm-hmm. and I believe it was Christmas.
Yes.
It was Christmas Day.
Yes.
People or Boxing Day. People were heading mm-hmm. back from the holidays back to Ottawa, and there was a problem with the locomotive in one of the trains. One was a soldier train. And okay. One was a soldier train full of, well, they called it a troop train, and it was heading to Ottawa. The other one was a passenger train, but the two of them hit. Many people were killed.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
And it was the last week of December in the year of 42.
Yes, yes, it was. Yeah. Yes, yes.
And just how he
captured the story and the lyrics exactly was magical. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
As Mac could always do. Yes, exactly.
Well, and you know, he would name not only the small towns between point A and point B, like Eganville, mm-hmm. Killaloe, you know, all these little places, Renfrew and on and on.
Exactly. And, that's and why Calibre. It was Mr. Ottawa Valley.
Yes. Yes. But then he'd throw in the names of those iconic gentlemen that lived in those areas.
Yes, that's true.
He would put in Donnie Gilchrist or Howard Hayes, mm-hmm. or, he threw in my dad. Yes. But he would, and then he wrote a song about the Douglas Hotel in Douglas, Ontario, about the Neville boys that ran
yes.
it.
Yes, yes.
And so people, you know, we're real so lucky to have this history.
For sure.
Yeah, so...
I guess last question for today is, what is your thoughts on how he's remembered in the Valley? Because you would know, because you were close to Mac and what have you.
Well, he's thought of very, regarded very highly and very respected.
Yes.
And I guess if anything could happen is that he could become more well-known across Canada.
Yes, the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame really needs to induct him, in my opinion. Yes.
Well, you know, that's a great idea, Johnny. Yes. And maybe there's something to be done with that, too.
I hope so. I just like
that.
The Walk of Fame in Toronto, I've been trying to petition to get him on there as well, yes.
Have you?
Yes. I have, yeah.
You know, that's a good idea. You put a bee in my bonnet. I'll see what we can do to get Mac known Canadian-wide.
Exactly. I agree. With that, I want to thank you for a wonderful conversation, and you have a great night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Johnny, and love your show, and keep it country, boy.
For sure, we will. Yes, God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Of 42, in the last week of December, on a stormy winter's night, when the wind blew cold and raw, and the passengers and crew came aboard the Pembroke Loco, fresh from Christmas celebrations, destination Ottawa. Oh, the cold wind was blowing down the track they were going, and the locomotive labored hard, the heavy load to draw. Station and getting fire behind him came a troop train down the line. Oh, the cold wind was blowing down the track they were going, and the locomotive labored hard, the heavy load to draw. And how little did they know that disaster lay at our mark, all aboard.
flashing torches, you could hear the dying scream.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Whitlock. And I'd like to share with y'all about a great show coming to Cornwall, Ontario. On Friday, November 28th, at the Cornwall, Ontario Arts Soul Theater, that is the night when tribute artists Alan Turner as Kenny Rogers and Laurie Lynn as Dolly Parton will do their Christmas tribute to Kenny and Dolly. You know their music, you love their duet, so why don't you come out and support the great tribute to the legendary icons of Kenny and Dolly. Tickets can be purchased by visiting altsvilletheater.com. Doors open at 7. The show starts at 7:30, and this is one event that's going to make those Christmas dreams come true. So be sure to get your tickets today by visiting Altsville Theater.
Away with me to another world, and we rely on each other.
And I do hope y'all enjoyed that final part of that interview with our good friend Gail Gavin and the Queen of the Ottawa Valley Entertainers. With that mention, I would like to salute another Opry Spotlight Corner, which we have been doing for the last few months. And in preparation for the 100th centennial birthday, that of course is November 28th, 2025, first formed in 1925, I'd like to now turn back the years and the clocks to the golden age of the Grand Ole Opry with a legendary performance by String Bean, David Aikman, who was often referred to as the Scarecrow of Corn County on Hee Haw. With that, we'll remember String this morning with another performance of his. And with that, here now, let's turn back the years to that Grand Ole Opry stage in the Ryman Auditorium. Here's String, friend.
This is one of the best-liked people around Nashville.
Thank you, Roy.
That's quite all right. Make him welcome the one and only String Bean.
Much obliged.
Had a big ball in town, bought a big ball in town. Big ball in Nashville, we dance around. Yeah, my love's in jail, boy, my love's in jail. My love's in jail, boy, can't go my bail. Had a big ball in town, boy, big ball in town. Big ball in Nashville, we dance around. Pretty woman, first woman in town. Now that pretty woman don't turn me down. I had a big ball in town, boy, big ball in town. Big ball in Nashville, we dance around. I'm working on the railroad, sleeping on the ground. Eating salty bacon, 9 cents a pound. Had a big ball in town, bought a big ball in town. Big ball in Nashville, we dance around.
Now, friends, I would like to pay tribute to the Wayback Song of the Week. And with that mentioned, I have a very special song in preparation for next week's Haunted Hayride, which we will be celebrating the 10th anniversary of the next weekend and the following weekend, the 2nd of November. So I hope y'all can tune in for that. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to Jimmy Arthur Orge and a song he recorded many years ago called Ghost Trains. With that, here now is a classic oldie and Wayback Song of the Week in preparation, yes, for our Haunted Hayride next weekend. And with that, here now is Jimmy Arthur Orge.
The fireman was shoveling coal with sweat upon his brow. The engineer was smiling as an open road he saw. He sped on past the station house as the agent waved his flag. He knew old number 9 was due on the orders that he had. It frightened him at once to see this victory gleamed in white. A ghost train he could not believe was speeding through the night. Ghost train. Number 9 was running smooth, her drivers made in time. The engineer was watching for the curve on down the line. A worried frown upon his face made him peer into the night. He thought he saw a headlight, not a thing came into sight. Then he heard a whistle like a banshee's wailing call. His eyes upon the narrow curve and fear into his heart. He saw the yellow headlight gleam, it was too late to stop. His hand upon the throttle froze, he felt that all was lost. Ghost train. Ghost train. And then the mighty engines, they came hit on, so it seems. The engineer, he blinked his eyes, it was just like a dream. And now you know the story that may never come to light, for no one knows the mystery of the ghost train in the night. Ghost train.
Now, friends, I would like to pay tribute one last final song before we get into our sending us home today. And with that mentioned, I have a song that I would like to send out to myself. Not to blow my own horn, but today is my birthday. With that mentioned, I would like to send a song out also to my beloved Mama Dawn. And it's going to be a song by Boxcar Willie called Mama Tried. And yes, Mama, all these years later, you're still trying and we still love you. With that, here we go with Boxcar Willie, the King of the Hobo, and this old-time classic. Welcome in, friends.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. No one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Spite of all my Sunday learning, till the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one would steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me. But her bleeding died tonight. That leaves only me to blame for Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her bleeding died tonight. That leaves only me to blame, for Mama tried. That leaves only me to blame.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, I'd like to share that Mac Beattie passed away at the age of 63 on June 14th, 1982 in his native Armprior in Ottawa. And on his grave, it says, "If I should have another chance, I want it to be known, my choice would be the Ottawa, the valley I call home." With that, it really very much sums up the career and the legacy that Mac Beattie had in the Ottawa Valley. As Gail Gavin mentioned, he was still a very much respected member of the Ottawa Valley, having been inducted in 1981 to the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame. With that mention, I would also like to send us all home today with none other than Irwin Prescott and a song very fitting for this man's career called "Lamp Lighting Time in the Valley." And then we'll send us all the way home with Mac Beattie's old-time classic called "This Ottawa Valley of Mine." With that, I'd also like to thank all those listening in for tuning into the day's program. I'll also be gone up to Niagara Falls next weekend and the weekend after, but there is going to be two shows in the player that have been pre-recorded, but they are the Halloween shows, so I hope y'all stick around for those next weekend and the following weekend. With that, may God bless and keep you till we meet again. As long as there's an Ottawa Valley, may Mac Beattie's name and music live on forever. With that, so long for now, friends, and we'll catch y'all next weekend. Same great time, same great place over this great channel. And next weekend, as mentioned, will be our Halloween celebration. And happy listening. So long for now.
Land that I dream of. gather around me and pay good attention. A story I'll tell you in rhyme of the beautiful land that I'm honored to mention, this Ottawa Valley of mine. From the lake of two mountains to Mattawa town, Smith Falls to the Gatineau line. It's a land of great size and a sports paradise in this Ottawa Valley of mine. Now the people that live here, they don't quarrel or quibble, they work hard but like a good time. It's the home of step dancing, the good old time fiddle, this Ottawa Valley of mine. From the hills of Deep River to Buckingham's Mills, from Shawville to Perth on the Tay, for music and mirth, there's no place here on earth like the Ottawa Valley, they say. Football, in baseball we're able, but hockey is our own design. In the big hall of fame we are the hockey cradle, this Ottawa Valley of mine. There's the Bouchers, Frank Nyber, Bill Cowley, Todd Sloan, the Geese, Brex and Finnegan's too. We have played it and made it, the big hockey cradle, and we're mighty proud of it too. Marischal and Witten, our capital city, and the Parliament building so fine. And perhaps I might mention the famous Laurentian, this Ottawa Valley of mine. So join us a while in centennial year, and we're sure you will have a good time. When we drive the big rafts down the Ottawa River in this good old valley of mine.
For almost half a century, Mac Beatty was unchallenged as Mr. Ottawa Valley. I think he'd like to be remembered as a great Canadian, a patriot, a man passionate about his country, and especially his valley. These are his words. If I should have another chance to live my life again, and be just what I want to be, and choose my fellow men, if I should have another chance to choose my place to dwell, I'd choose the same old valley and the folks I love so well. I'd want to be just what I am, an ordinary Joe, for I have found much happiness among these folks I know. If I should have another chance, I want it to be known, the choice would be the Ottawa, the valley I call home. And in a poem he called This Valley, I looked across the green field freshened by the rain, where winter scars were now healed, for spring was here.